Mayor Andrew Halverson, several things going on at Stevens Point. First of all, let's talk about Edgewater Manor. It was almost sold, and then it wasn't. And where are we now?
Well, we had received three proposals, which we opened sealed, and the CDA also moved forward in reviewing those in their totality. Each of them was very different. One had potentially a higher sale price. One had a potentially higher amount that was reserved for remodeling. One of them needed some TIF assistance. The other two didn't. So the CDA sat down, reviewed the pros and cons of each of those, and then ultimately chose Affordable Senior Housing, LLC, which is run by the principal out of Rhinelander. His name is Philip Parkinson. So they authorized the executive director and myself to move forward in continued conversations with that particular group. We then had one of the other respondents come back in and say, well, I can do better than that. We can move some of our line items around and beat this particular proposal. So the executive director and I have since said we have an obligation to make the board well aware of all of these developments. We also were instructed by the board to get a 10-year projection on several different options. One would be retaining it, remodeling it, the affordable option, which we in essence had chosen. And now we're going to have to make the board aware of this ancillary, almost fourth proposal, which has now come back again after the fact. After we've opened what were sealed proposals, we have to work through this yet again. So it's really the exact same scenario we had before. One person shows up after everything is known and says, we can do better than this. Well, we have to really understand and discuss the validity of that. Do we want to consider it at all? Or do we want to reject it? Do we want to put it in play? That's really a decision for the board. So where is Edgewater? Edgewater, at our next CDA meeting, which will be next week on Tuesday, we will look at all of the information that we have and make a determination. Are we going to hold it? Are we going to sell it? Are we going to try and look at any other options that are out there? And the CDA really needs to slow down and determine the impact on the existing tenants, the impact on senior housing in general for the entire city as we move forward, potentially an added revenue stream that we could have, whether it's through added investment in our trust funds to continue to rehab owner-occupied senior housing out in the community and keep seniors in their homes longer, potentially renovate and rehab what is student rentals, convert those back to single family, potentially putting Edgewater, if it were sold, into the TIF district because it would be a privately held taxpaying entity, which could offset the taxpayer obligation to the mall borrowing by about 10% annually. There are all these different factors that we have to try and coalesce around one that seems to make the most sense. That's going to take a long conversation. So in my opinion, where are we with Edgewater? Exactly where we were when we started. And we've got to continue to have another conversation about what it is exactly that we are going to do, or are we going to do nothing and keep it exactly the way it is, run it for a year, see where it takes us, and go from there. It seemingly is a situation that does not want to go away.
It does seem that way, and with a situation like that, you have the existing tenants at Edgewater just wondering what's going on. What would you tell the tenants at Edgewater right now?
Well, as we have told them, and we continue to communicate with them, that they are our main priority, and they know that. Our housing authority has made them very clear that we have their best interest at heart. We want to make sure that they have as least disruption as possible, no matter how this saga ends up. And we've been able to communicate with them well about that. So those tenants need to understand they're our main priority. We want to make sure it is as least disruptive to them as we can. And they will have a home that they will be able to stay in, whether we continue to own it or someone else, because that will be arranged via the transfer agreement that eventually or potentially won't be agreed to. But their interests will be protected. That's what we want them to know.
Different topic. Joint Dispatch, the thing that people thought would never happen is on the verge of happening. Apparently, County Board is the last vote before the integration begins. How do you feel about that actually coming around now?
I think it's great. I think it's ultimately where we've wanted to be for a long time, but we needed to build a collaborative, partnership-based relationship, and that's really what we've been able to get. The city understands that we cannot continue our dispatch center given the staffing level that we have. The county also understands they can't continue on the path that they are with the staffing level that they have. If we join our forces, the synergy that can be built to prioritize public safety over politics is exactly the relationship that we've been able to cultivate. So the county board has to have their final approval. The city has to have their final approval at the Common Council based on that agreement. And we'll be able to move forward after that, eventually signing it. And really, it's a historic moment for all of us. I know Marathon County does have a joint dispatch with the city of Wausau, but for us, you know, we have gone over the last 20 to 25 years two different times where it just didn't move forward at all because of personalities that were in the mix. And we're very proud to sit back and say that we've been able to set some of those concerns aside in terms of who's exactly in control, put some of those concerns on the back burner, and know that we're making a safer, more efficient protective services organization for Portage County, and that's what we need to have.
TIF 9, the new business park, where are we with that?
The resolution for TIF 9 is set to be approved by the Common Council this coming Monday, which will authorize the creation of a little over 800 acres for TIF 9, which is specifically industrial in focus and jobs creation based in terms of how we're looking at TIF 9. And it really does give us the catalyst as well as the state certification that we're looking for, which would, as we've discussed previously, create the largest state-certified business park in the state at nearly 800 acres to attract global players to an area where nearly 800 acres, either in its entirety or piece by piece, whether it's 40s, 80s, or 120s, we could have anywhere from 6 to 7 1 million square foot users that could construct on that site, given its size and scale, the available utilities, the rail access, the interstate. It really is potentially one of the strongest jobs creation-based industrial parks that will be built in Wisconsin in the near future because of its size and, of course, the centrality that we have and the equidistance between the Minneapolis markets and the Chicago markets. We feel we are positioning ourselves very well with this business park. It will far outsize anything within central Wisconsin and, in essence, anything in the state. And that's the partnership that we want to build with WEDC, their marketing capabilities, their international trade missions, their national approach to recruiting new industry to Wisconsin. We feel we can work hand-in-hand with the state to make this a real success.
Any nibbles as far as bringing somebody in at this point?
We do have our first project that we're looking at right now. It's about a $17 million project, about 30 new jobs. That will probably be project number one. And, you know, we will just continue to look and market as we move forward. But we do have a project that is ready to roll, and I know those principals are ready to get that project underway. Once the TIF is created, we can finalize our developer agreement and be able to move forward with getting that done.
Are you able to tell us any detail or names of who that project is yet?
Not just yet, but that'll be probably forthcoming over the next month.
Type of business?
That'll be forthcoming over the next month.
Okay.